WML News at 7. Good morning. I'm Barbara Britt. We've got a little blue sky peeking through this morning, but we remain under a flash flood watch until tomorrow morning. The National Weather Service says to expect another round of heavy rain later today, and with the ground already saturated, it won't take much to create a flash flood. Officials in Virginia say a trade war with Canada, the European Union, and Mexico would be, quote, particularly troubling for farmers, fishermen, and wood growers. At stake are sales of lumber, leaf tobacco, seafood, and other goods.
The Commonwealth's Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services says the nation should maintain trade agreements with its closest allies and not escalate tensions. The statement followed Thursday's decision by President Trump to impose tariffs on steel and aluminum from Europe, Mexico, and Canada. Virginia's farm and forestry exports to Canada and Mexico amounts to roughly 30% of the state's exports. Last year, Virginia sold about $300 million worth of goods to the European Union. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Prince George's County now has bike share, where County Executive Rushern Baker says residents have been requesting the bike sharing service for a while.
Residents have been asking for this every year we do a budget hearing that I've been County Executive. This has come up. When are we going to have a bike sharing program? Why can't we have the type of program they have in the district? And we've had bike clubs here that have been promoting this. And finally, it's here.
Look for Capital Bike Share stations to open at the Largo Metro Station as well as along the Route 1 corridor, just to start. Going fishing today, a man caught a near-record-size invasive snakehead in Indian Head. The so-called frankenfish weighed in at almost 20 pounds.
19.9 pounds is really pushing the limit. You know, it's possible we could get up to 20, 21 pounds in the future. We're really not sure just how big these anglers will be weighing in their snakeheads, but this is a really, really big fish, and I'm saying that there are probably others out there like it.
Joseph Love with Maryland Natural Resources says the fish was killed with a bow and arrow. In sports, it is game 3 of the Stanley Cup playoffs tonight here at home. The puck drop at 8 p.m. Can't afford the ticket prices inside Capital One Arena. Caps are hosting an outdoor viewing party tonight with big screens outside the arena at 8th and G Streets Northwest, including a family fun zone with face painting and balloons starting at 4 p.m. Then at 6, no Vegas showgirls here. It'll be a performance by Sting and Shaggy outside the Smithsonian's National Portrait Gallery. Getting home after the game, Metro is going to stay open until about 1 a.m.
If you are attending the games or want to come downtown and enjoy the excitement, we are encouraging very strongly that you use public transit. The Metro will drop you off just feet from the Capital One Arena and get you home safely right after the game.
Jeff Marudian with DDOT. And Nationals shut out by the Braves 4-0 in a pitching duel. They'll play again today at 4:10 in Atlanta. The Orioles fall to the Yankees 4-1. The O's straight six straight loss. It's traffic and weather next.
Thunder, feel the thunder. Lightning and the thunder.
Seen a squall line zip across the Washington-Baltimore area.
Clusters of showers and thunderstorms off to our west.
Flash flood watch is in effect through late tomorrow night.
Be weather aware with Washington's most accurate and dependable forecast.
Some of these storms pack a punch with wind, hail, heavy rain.
Stay ahead of the storm with the Weather Channel. I'm Jeff Marr.
I'm meteorologist Ray Stigler.
I'm meteorologist Daniel Banks.
And Washington's Mall, WMAL.
You're never going to get as much sleep as you want. That's why you need to make every hour of sleep you do get really count. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. Our sheets are handcrafted from pure, fair trade, 100% organic cotton. Hundreds of thousands of Americans, including three U.S. presidents, sleep better than ever on Boll & Branch sheets. If you order today, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets with promo code SLEEP, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Are you behind on your federal student loan payments? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right, if you're a teacher, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, federal programs are still available to have your entire student loan forgiven. Student Loan Options wants to give you free information on all the programs that can help. Call now, 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311.
Yeah. It's 7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather. Here's James Stanley in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thank you. Good morning. Yeah, and we've got several problems working right now across the area, including on the Inner Loop, the Beltway at the American Legion Bridge. Accident there off of the right shoulder. Main lanes, though, reportedly are moving okay. Here in the district, big road race and sporting event has several roads shut down, including Pennsylvania Avenue Northwest between 14th to about 9th. In Maryland, that's a crash on Georgia Avenue northbound right at Hewitt. In Virginia, northbound on 95 right before Prince William Parkway. Left lane is taken out with a crash. And that's a downed tree on Georgetown Pike affecting traffic between Spring Hill to about Kimberwick. They've got some control signs out, though, for you to follow. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We've got a flash flood until 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. Scattered thunderstorms this morning, mainly cloudy with more thunderstorms this afternoon and more heavy rain, high 83. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms down to 65. On Sunday, it'll rain early, cooler, cloudy with afternoon showers. Right now, it's 69 in Manassas, partly sunny, mostly cloudy in Rockville, 74, mostly cloudy at Reagan National. I'm Barbara Britt on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
So, why choose Baird as your financial partner? Because we provide broad expertise that helps make sure the path you're on is the right one for yourself and your family. As your investment and risk assessment sounding board, we can help you keep your goals and your financial plan right in sync. And because we can show you where you stand, where you're going, and how to keep your portfolio moving in the right direction. Hi, this is Simon Hamilton from the Wise Investor Group. Give us a call. We think we can help.
Simon Hamilton and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company, Incorporated.
Celebrate June Dairy Month. Visit your local dairy aisle. Plus, go to EasyHomeMeals.com to enter the $10,000 sweepstakes and view official rules. Sponsored by the National Frozen and Refrigerated Foods Association. Ends June 30th. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Now, the Saturday morning update.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
You are listening to the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. Nice to have you with us the first weekend in June, and always great to have John Gizzi with us. He is the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. And a good morning, John.
Good morning, Rick. And what a week it has been with all this heat here.
Well, the heat's been on a lot of people this week, John. let's start with the White House on Friday.
Yes.
The big news, of course, as Kim Jong-chol delivers a letter from Kim Jong-un to President Trump. The senior North Korean official was scheduled to simply hand-deliver the letter, but they ended up in a meeting for well over an hour.
Exactly. The fact is that the groundwork was laid in New York when Secretary of State Mike Pompeo had a private, closed-door meeting with Kim Jong-choi. The common denominator here is that Mr. Pompeo is the former head of the Central Intelligence Agency, while Mr. Choi was the spy master as head of Korean intelligence. They worked out logistics, smoothed over differences, and the president got to announce today that the summit is back on for June 12th. Donald Trump will meet Kim Jong-un in Singapore. So it is back to the proverbial square one. I do think that when the book is finally written on this, the credit will go to Choi and Pompeo, and they will be able to work things out. I might add that this is something that the president very much wanted to happen. He had to lift the sanctions against Mr. Choi. Like many people from countries that are hostile to the U.S. and engage in persecution of the people, he is the subject of a targeted sanction, which means he can't come to the United States, have money in an American bank, etc. That had to be changed in order for him to get to New York and to Washington. So, again, Donald Trump is the only person who could change that, and he wanted this to happen badly. Clearly, this is a president who is not going to make a scene and will truly demonstrate he understands the art of the deal. Having gone this far and put the pieces back together again after it seemed that they had fallen apart, he has to succeed.
All right, I will ask you to opine here. How much of this maneuvering that seems to be quite strategic and so far seems to be quite successful, How much of this maneuvering and on again and off again and playing hardball, how much of that is Trump versus how much of it is staff and advisors?
Well, obviously, every president has to rely heavily on staff and advisors. Many times, as Ronald Reagan was a case in point, a president will get the vision and then say, you guys work it out. Certainly, Richard Nixon's opening to China was executed at the ground level through key operatives, the most important being National Security Advisor Henry Kissinger. Bill Clinton worked out the Good Friday Accord in Ireland largely because he had a first-rate negotiator and former Senate Majority Leader George Mitchell. In this case, the president has a Secretary of State that he trusts and is close to, and rather than let National Security Advisor John Bolton, someone whom Kim Jong-un doesn't carry the picture of in his wallet, clearly, the president let Pompeo lead and do the legwork, and then he came in to finalize things. The U.S. has a long history of this, and given the intricacies and minutiae of negotiating and setting the stage for summits, one has to defer to subordinates, albeit very bright ones.
All right, let's turn to another strategy, and that is the implementation of tariffs. Now, there had been a delay, but that time period ran out. It expired, so the tariffs go into effect. Help us to understand the strategy behind these tariffs.
All right. The president is imposing tariffs on a lot of countries that, whatever's one's trade policy, have to recognize, have gotten some very good deals in terms of trade with the United States. Jerry Wallace, an expert on trade as well as an historian, told me that as he understood President Trump, he was not contemplating imposing a comprehensive tariff, such as the one the U.S. had in the 20s on virtually all imported goods. Rather, his goal was simply fair and reciprocal trade with our partners. These are individual ad hoc tariffs, and they're just simply small tools or a means to an end to get the attention of other countries and motivate them to act, which means to pull back on their own tariffs. It's that simple. Argentina, Mexico, Canada, and a lot of other countries do very, very well in the trade business, and the U.S. has just simply turned the other cheek. Donald Trump is not doing that anymore. One could simply say to President Macri in Argentina, to Prime Minister Trudeau, to President Peña Nieto in Mexico, back to you, boys.
We'll continue our conversation with John Gizzi. We're going to talk about the possible commuting of the sentence for Rod Blagojevich. That's coming up next. But first, a check of the traffic and weather. James Stanley is over in the traffic center. James, what's going on?
Rick, thank you, and we'll start in Virginia this time from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking the roads. Northbound on 95, right at Prince William Parkway, an accident still blocking a couple of left lanes through there, having a tough time getting that pushed over to the shoulder. That's a downed tree on Georgetown Pike affecting traffic between Spring Hill and Kimberwick. In Maryland, that's a crash on 97 Georgia Avenue, northbound right at Hewitt. There's really no major delay through there, though. It's still early. And here in the district, Pennsylvania Avenue Northwest, both directions from 14th to 9th, they've got the road race scheduled through there, and that's got road closures all through there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Kind of a soggy weekend expected here in the Washington area. We've got thunderstorms in the picture with a high of 83 today, 90% chance of precipitation. Humidity today at 75%. Humidity tomorrow at 88%. We're looking for rain for the day on Sunday with a high of 67. 80% chance of precipitation tomorrow. Partly cloudy Monday. At least it's going to be dry. Sunshine by Tuesday. The high will be in the mid-70s for early in the week. Right now in D.C., we're at 72, and we're heading to 83 this afternoon. It's 7:15 on the Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Our conversation with John Gizzi, White House correspondent at Newsmax.com, continues. So the topic of presidential pardons has been making the headlines. For those who may have forgotten the details, of course, of the Rod Blagojevich case, Barack Obama's Senate seat vacated. Blago, the governor, had to replace and make an appointment. Well, he had a hot commodity in terms of it being a Senate seat. He wanted to get something for it. Ended up getting 14 years in jail for it. What happened?
One thing I would add, when the president spoke to reporters about this, he said that he would not pardon former Governor Blagojevich, but he would perhaps issue a curtailment of his sentence. In other words, shorten it possibly to time served. Did Blagojevich ever actually get anything? No. There was no change of money. There was no quid pro quo, no violation of the Hobbs Act. Now, it should be pointed out that the tapes that the FBI had of the governor and his associates indicated that this was in the works. He wanted $1.5 million from Congressman Jesse Jackson, and Jesse Jackson Jr., that is, and in return from appointing him to the seat of the president-elect and making him Senator Jackson. Congressman Jackson himself later went to prison for nearly 30 months for campaign finance violations. His sentence shortened because of mental disorders he was suffering. Rod Blagojevich, one could argue, never crossed the line in terms of violating the law. As he wrote in the Wall Street Journal on Monday, I was punished for just playing politics. On the other hand, one could argue that this is the political equivalent of the Mafia Don shaking down merchants for protection money, and that had he not been stopped and Jackson not prosecuted, he might well have finished the deal. Now, one also hears arguments about creation of crime, that something that might have happened has been turned into a crime, and, of course, that punishment is dealt out. I'm not going to comment on that, only to say that if Rod Blagojevich is freed, then one has to ask the question, should George Ryan, a Republican governor who preceded him, also be have a sentence shortened or released from prison? Should other politicians who have served time now have that time set aside and be out, only because it sounded like a crime but never actually crossed the line? My guess is the president will create more problems than he solves, even if in his heart he thinks he's doing something nice for the family of Rod Blagojevich.
You wrote an article this week about the future of John McCain's Senate seat in Arizona.
Well, let me be clear about something. No one I talked to in Arizona about what would happen to the seat of John McCain wanted to go on the record. Everybody is being extremely quiet out of respect to the senator and to his family as he goes into what many could call the old sailor's last battle. But nonetheless, talk has begun. Family friends of the McCain tell this reporter that when and if he is no longer able to hold his Senate seat, the governor of Arizona will turn to his wife, Cindy McCain, and under state law, she will be able to fill out his term until 2020, when a special election will be held and the remaining 2 years of the senator's term will be filled. On Thursday, Governor Ducey and his wife met privately with Senator and Mrs. McCain, and sources close to the governor said the matter of succession was discussed. No details, of course, were provided. As a student of history, I can say that 8 times since 1931, widows of senators have succeeded their husband in office. In many cases, this is a sign that a powerful senator exerted power even after he was dead. Huey Long of Louisiana was succeeded by wife Rose following his assassination in 1935. Muriel Humphrey succeeded her husband, the late Senator and Vice President Hubert H. Humphrey, when he died in 1978, and she filled out his term until the next election. There's other examples I could cite that are not as famous. In this case, it would not surprise this reporter at all, given the fact that whatever differences Arizonans had with John McCain, they're now prepared to give him his final salute. What could be a better part of that salute, many say, than to have him succeeded by the person who was closest to him? Wife, campaign advisor, community leader, and businesswoman, Cindy Hensley McCain.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent and, of course, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. It is always great to get your in-depth perspectives on the news of the week. John, thank you.
Thank you. And my advice to everyone, keep it cool this weekend.
I think we will with soggy forecast coming up. 7:21, Saturday morning update on WMAL. We'll be talking with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer coming up, and we're talking caps next.
Bernice was in deep trouble with the IRS.
I owed $25,000 to the IRS. How am I ever going to work this out?
She called Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm.
They always took the time to make sure that I understood everything 100%. It was like the easiest thing to do.
A-rated by the Better Business Bureau and experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, Optima has resolved over $500 million for their clients. Bernice was very happy.
No more being afraid to go to the mail. No more being afraid to answer the phone. No further collection, no liens, no levies. Now I don't have to worry at all.
The bottom line for Bernice?
I'm now dead. Free. What more proof do you need that Optima Tax Relief actually works?
For tax help you can trust, call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation.
Optima Tax Relief actually delivers what they say they'll deliver. They went above and beyond.
Call 800-908-1755. That's 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Rozelle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at RozelleCare.com. That's RozelleCare.com.
At the Rozelle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Myofascial Networks, Pain and Inflammation, on Wednesday, June 6th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit RozelleCare.com. That's RozelleCare.com.
Does your business internet provider promise a lot? Let's hear who really delivers. Comcast Business gives you gig speed in more places. Other providers don't. We offer more complete reliability with up to 6 hours of 4G wireless network backup. The others, no way. We let calls from any of your devices appear to come from your business number. Them, not so much. And Comcast Business Smart Office lets you keep an eye on your business from anywhere. Others? Nope. Call 1-800-501-6000 to get internet from the provider who delivers. Plus, add voice and TV for $34.90 more per month.
Offer ends 6/21/18. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to one voice line and basic TV on one outlet. Requires Comcast Business Internet. An additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. Connection per restrictions apply. Minimum term agreement required. FLEF000279. TNACL2006. AZROC307346. CACSLV1028256. ORCCB199939. Call for details.
We're at 7:25. It is a Saturday morning update on WMAL. It is hashtags all caps these days around Washington. Indeed. Now, you probably know that there is a game tonight. It is Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Finals, and it is Capital One Arena, 8 o'clock tonight.
the Vegas Golden Knights in town. Stanley Cup Finals. Now, the Washington Post is calling it, quote, the most anticipated home game in Washington's hockey history. I'd say that's about right. Thousands of fans, of course, expected to attend the game. There will be thousands more in the streets around the Capital One Arena. So if you're headed downtown, do be aware that there will be a lot of street closures on the surrounding blocks. You might have heard Barbara talking about this in the newscast at 7 o'clock, but if you missed it and hadn't heard, Sting, that's right, Sting and Shaggy are performing a free concert on the steps of the Smithsonian's National Portrait Gallery on G Street tonight at 6 o'clock. It's a concert that's been put together by the National Hockey League and Hulu. That is tonight. Rain or shine, it is open to the public. No ticket is required to attend the performance. And that is Sting and Shaggy. Tonight, 6 o'clock, the Smithsonian's National Portrait Gallery. Now, if you're not headed over that way, of course, I think every bar in town has got special Capitals drinks. And all the TVs will be tuned to the Caps tonight. And one note, the bullpen, you know, the open-air gathering spot, which is right across from Nationals Park, they're going to open at 7 o'clock tonight. They will air the game on a new 12-foot big screen TV that they have, complete with $5 drink specials. But if you're headed to the bullpen, be careful, because the kids are not welcome after 9 o'clock. So if you're planning to take kids, don't plan to stay after 9 o'clock if you head to the bullpen. But like I said, just about every bar in town is going to have a party tonight as the Caps take to the ice and we try and get the edge in the series. That is tonight. Go Caps!
Larry O'Connor here for my good friends at Renters Warehouse. You know, when people decide not to rent their home, the number one reason I hear is that they don't want to deal with tenants. Boy, I can relate to that. I used to rent out my home from across the country. Not so easy. But with Renters Warehouse handling the property management for you, renting is incredibly easy. Renters Warehouse finds people who stay a while, pay the rent on time, and respect your property. You just collect the checks. Renters Warehouse does it so well with their incredible marketing machine. They tap hundreds of websites to score you the perfect tenants in just a few weeks. Then their certified tenant match and warranty process kicks in. They do it all, from walkthrough, background, and credit checks to lease documents, inspections, rental licensing. They even provide a free 9-month tenant warranty, so if the renters default for any reason, they'll replace them for free. There's no upfront fees, no binding contracts. You can cancel at any time. Find the right tenants for your home by calling 202-897-2822. 202-897-2822 or go to renterswarehouse.com right now. Renters Warehouse, great tenants live here.
This is Dr. Tom Rozell. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Rozell Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at rozellcare.com. That's rozellcare.com.
At the Rozell Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments.
Attend Myofascial Networks, Pain and Inflammation, on Wednesday, June 6th at 7 p.m.
Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit rozellcare.com. That's rozellcare.com.
The Big Screen Store. Memorial Day savings starts now. A Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV plus a 50-inch TV, 2-for-1, just $17.99. Whoa! Let me say that again. A 75 and a 50-inch for just $17.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Plus great deals from your home theater experts on the latest and power reclining seating with power headrests.
Nothing like watching a movie on a big screen.
You got to check out the Big Screen Store.
The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station.
Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning. I'm Barbara. It's 7:30, rather. Good morning. I'm Barbara Britt. We do have a flash flood watch in effect for the entire Washington metropolitan area until 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. With the Virginia primary less than 2 weeks away, the director of elections in Fairfax County has been fired. News outlets report because of personnel management issues. Cameron Sassnett says he plans to fight his termination in court. Board of Elections Chair Steve Hunt says voters will not be impacted on the June 12th Virginia primary. Several events set for this weekend for National Gun Violence Awareness Day. At Great Mills High School down in St. Mary's County, a picnic is planned. That's where a 16-year-old girl was shot and killed by her former 17-year-old boyfriend back in March at the school. The shooter had been shot by the school resource officer before the teenager killed himself. In sports, Washington Capitals making history. Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Finals tonight here in D.C. at the Capital One Arena. 8 p.m. is the puck drop. Evgeny Kuznetsov has been practicing with the team. If you can't afford the jacked-up ticket prices, there is a free viewing party outside the arena starting with Family Fun at F Street with face painting and glitter tattoos. And yes, then Sting and Shaggy will be performing free 6 p.m. on the steps of the National Portrait Gallery. Metro is going to be staying open late until 1 a.m. It's a regular time, actually, with the last trains out of downtown about 12:30. Mark's Penn Line also staying open late. Nats shut out by the Braves 4-0. They'll try again today at 4:10 in Atlanta. O's dropped 6 in a row, losing to the dreaded Yankees 4-1. WMAL, traffic and weather next.
Are you thinking about retirement? I'm Rick Edelman. You're likely to live a lot longer than you think, thanks to innovations in medical technology. And that means your money has to last as long as you do. Are you and your money prepared? Get your free retirement review from Edelman Financial and find out if your savings and investments can produce the income you need for your entire retirement. My colleagues and I have helped thousands of people just like you for more than 30 years, and now's your chance with no risk or cost. Get your free retirement review so you can feel retirement ready. Go to EdelmanFinancial.com/review. That's EdelmanFinancial.com/review. Or call us at 888-PLAN-RIC. That's 888-PLAN-RIC. And get your free retirement review.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
It's 7:33 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather. Here's James Stanley in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Barbara, thank you. And yeah, we've still got several problems being worked this morning to tell you about. We'll start in Maryland this time. Southbound on 95 right before the Capitol Beltway exit. We've got an accident there. A couple of lanes taken out. You're going to have to scoot to one side of the road to get by there. You'll see when you approach. Virginia, northbound on 95 at Prince William Parkway. Still have a left lane taken out with a crash. Georgetown Pike, both directions affected from Spring Hill to Kemberwick Road. All of the lanes closed through there because of a downed tree. And here in the district, Pennsylvania Avenue between 14th to 9th, completely shut down for the road race this morning. It's the Race for Respect 5K. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Again, we've got a flash flood watch in effect until 6 a.m. tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms this morning, mainly cloudy with more thunderstorms likely this afternoon and heavy rain, high 83. Tonight, showers, thunderstorms down to 65. Tomorrow, rain early, cooler, cloudy with afternoon showers, high only 68. Right now, 74 and mostly cloudy at Reagan National. I'm Barbara Britt on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-777-1225. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-777-1225. That's 800-777-1225. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-777-1225. 800-777-1225.
Attention homeowners, do you have mountains of debt and feel like your payments aren't making a dent? Our friends at Network Capital help their clients save on their debt payments an average of $528 a month. That's over $6,300 a year, which could also improve your FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $528 a month. Network Capital can make it all possible, and they can make it fast and easy. Call 800-700-8068. 800-700-8068. Network Capital Funding. Mortgage possible.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
You are listening to the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. Each week we are joined by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. He is a CIA-trained intel operative and advising producer on the National Geographic Channel's Chain of Command. Tony, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Rick. Thanks for having me.
Wow, there is so much going on the national security and intelligence front. Let's start first with the latest on the North Korea summit. Now, it is on again for June 12th, and what is interesting is that the real bulk of the negotiating in the past few days has between two of the, chief spies. I mean, you know, look at Mike Pompeo, former head of the CIA, and then you have Kim Yong-choi, who is one of the top intel spies in North Korea. So it's not the diplomats, it's the spies.
Notably, I think it's amazingly important to note is that the real progress here on this, and I get, you know, everybody's skeptical and everybody wants to see this happen, but the appearance is there's certain things happening that have never before, and it's being driven by two senior intelligence officers. And Mike has been very effective. He started this when he was director of CIA. It's not continued to move forward. So I think it's been a combination of a number of atmospheric things. I mean, the North Koreans are in trouble. They've got a difficult economy. Un has been under this immense pressure from the maximum pressure campaign. But, yeah, and both men apparently have been able to essentially establish a framework and, as you point out, put the 12 June summit back on track.
You mentioned the pressure on North Korea, and there is an interesting story in the Washington Post. Headline, U.S. is trying to find a discreet way to pay for Kim Jong-un's hotel during the summit. I guess they are so bad off financially that they might stick us for the hotel bill.
Well, we have to be careful we're not being played here, but, you know, I mean, I got no problem picking up, at the hotel for the man, you know, that's what he needs.
Yeah, But your thoughts just in general on where this goes in terms of concessions, and I don't think we've seen any particular visible U.S. concessions so far. We have seen those so far from the North Koreans. Now, at one point, do we start to make concessions, or do we?
I think the bottom line is there will be things that they want, no doubt. I mean, little things like that, that's no big deal. They're going to need things as well. And this is where we have to hold the line. It's like, look, I have no problem promising economic things. And this is one of the things notable too, Rick. You know, there's been all these comparisons about Gaddafi and Libya and all this and the other. And there's one big factor different here than what we had with Libya. That's called China. The idea of the North Koreans, I've heard from a lot of folks, the North Koreans will never get their nuclear weapons. I don't agree. The one thing that will help guarantee their safety as a country is China. Look at it, the way it works now. We have two primary nations next to South Korea, next to North Korea that are under our nuclear protection. South Korea and Japan are both under our nuclear umbrella. The same can be said for the North Koreans. Look, you can be under China's nuclear umbrella. So there's a way of going forward with this using the existing resources, I mean, the circumstance, to our advantage. I just don't see how people don't see this. There are things that can be done. So will we have to make concessions? I think we will, but I think we'll get some major things out of concessions, such as the nukes out of North Korea.
And the whole question of, are they playing us? What are the indicators that they're possibly more serious this time, that there is a difference this time,
right,
as opposed to all the other times that the administrations thought they had made progress and, in fact, didn't?
Well, I think the biggest one is just seeing Un show up at the militarized zone and talk with the Korean South Korean president. That's never been done before. There's evidence that something has happened at the nuclear sites. We haven't been able to get a complete read on that. And the other thing is, look, we've never had the intelligence officer of North Korea show up in Washington trying to pave the way for detailed talks. So these are all these have never happened before. I think these are good indicators that something's going to happen.
All right, I want to turn to the very latest on the investigations around Russia and the FBI, and there's a lot going on in that department. Now, John Solomon's written a very interesting piece at The Hill, and the headline on it, London Bridges Falling Down, The Curious Origins of FBI's Trump-Russia Probe. And right. The first question is one, it's a fairly simple question, but it's a very confusing issue. There seem to be conflicting reports on what really prompted the investigation.
Right.
Who did what to trigger what action at what time at the FBI? And there's a lot of different versions of this out there.
Right. Well, suffice to say that there's some great irregularities, which are firstly the indication that something's really wrong. One of the notable things in the article, which I know to be true, is you don't normally have senior managers of the FBI running their own operations. Mike Pompeo, when he was director of CIA, did not have his own. He wasn't out there meeting with the forces in the alley of Washington. And that's kind of what was going on here. So when you put that in context, and then all these other texts and all these other things going on in the summer of 16, going back to the spring of 16, there's a lot of conflicting information about how things happened, where it started, Carter Page, and all the things that happened. So I don't have enough time, I think, to go through in detail, we could explain everything in detail, but suffice it to say, there's evidence that there was some level of, a setup. There was people going on, trying to get people to meet. MI6 was, tangentially involved, looks like here. If nothing more, you saw former MI6 operative Christopher Steele, and I'm sure his guys were involved. It all starts in London, and we're trying to sort through that right now, and it looks very much like the FBI had asked for certain help. And by the way, just think about this. You're not going to run an operation in London unless the British are aware of what's going on, especially regarding a presidential election. So this is where we have to focus now. We have to focus on this downer, this Australian, on some of these other folks who are actually involved. So we now know that's kind of like the point of the Big Bang, the origin. We just don't know the details yet, and that's what's scary. We don't know.
There's talk in the article of John Solomon's about some more texts that have come out between Lisa
Right.
Page and Peter Strzok. This is one I found to be interesting. Lisa Page texts, these are the two, high-level people at the FBI, right? And they're having their own relationship. Anyway, the text goes, and they're talking about President Obama, and Lisa Page texts to Peter Strzok, quote, "So maybe not the best national security president, but a genuinely good and decent human being." Strzok replies, "Yeah, I like him, just not a fan of the weakness globally." I thought that was funny,
Well, I think you see the great deal revealed. And by the way, there's a text that came out this last week also, which indicates to me there was a conversion from FISA to a guy wearing a wire. There's specific text which looked like slang to me of where they went from FISA to a human source using, you know, basically electronic communications collection stuff that they wear. And so it's quite frightening to think about how these two individuals, and again, this is like cutting a tree open and looking at the you know, the curbs. This is where you're seeing some of the real inner workings of how these people were thinking. And it's just not good. And I don't know how the left, the left has been portraying the upcoming IG report, the Horowitz report, which is going to cover a lot of the stuff regarding Stroke and Page as quote unquote weaponized information that they feel is going to be weaponized against the FBI. And I'm for one, I don't know how you can consider accountability weaponization, but that's how Orwellian, Rick, the debate is now becoming in Washington, D.C.
This is another interesting text. One of them says, they voiced alarm when an FBI colleague, Liz, suggested the Obama White House was about to hijack the investigation. Struck texts went well, best we could have expected, other than Liz, quote, that the White House is running this.
Yeah.
Page then texting to assure Stroke of a paper trail showing the FBI in charge. We got emails that say otherwise. But what is this about the White House involvement?
Well, this is where we've talked about this, and I've been talking about this in other media. Look, we know kind of now where the grain of sand that became the pearl was in London. We don't know where the beginning of the authorization and execution was. And all roads, Rick, all roads lead to the White House. And when you look at some of the peculiarities of the investigation, you look at what it would have taken for authorizations to collect on U.S. citizens without any preposition of a crime, without any indication that there was any wrongdoing. The only place you can get those waivers is the White House, the National Security Council. That's in accordance with Executive Order 12333, Section 2.9. Anybody can Google this. This is not classified. So when you just read that Section 2.9, it all becomes very clear that someone was spying and someone had to have great authority from a very high level to do it. So I think we're going to come to find that the White House was directly involved in every aspect of those collection operations.
We got a quick check of the traffic and weather, then we will continue our conversation with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. Lots to talk about. Sergei Lavrov meeting with the North Koreans. What's that about? Anyway, that's next. But first off, what's going on in the traffic center, James?
Yeah, Rick, thank you. And from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking our roads this morning. Still have some delays reported on Pennsylvania here in the district. Road race between 14th and 9th as that completely shut down. Maryland, that's a crash on southbound 95. It's right before Capitol Beltway at the 495 exit. Also eastbound on 50, the ramp to get on to Ritchie Highway is getting worried. We've got an accident through there. Not sure if any lanes are taken out, but we'll check on that. Virginia, northbound on 95, right at Prince William Parkway. That accident has cleared. Looks much better. It's free-flowing. Aren't seeing any delays. The accident is gone. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We are looking for thunderstorms today with a high of 83. For tomorrow, rain high only to 67, partly cloudy Monday up to 76, sunshine back into the picture for Tuesday with a high of 76. Outside now in D.C., 72, and we're headed up to 83 this afternoon. It is 7:48 now on the Saturday Morning Update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
And Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer is on the phone with us right now, and we are talking about all kinds of things going on when it comes to North Korea, the U.S., and now the Russians. Of course, one of the top Russians is Sergei Lavrov, and he met with Kim Jong-un earlier in the week. I guess they want to shore up the friendship there as we get in the middle of that relationship.
Yeah, well, if you read what they talked about, according to their press reports, is Russian foreign minister said earlier that Lavrov expressed vital interest of bilateral relationships in key international and regional issues, which is, let me translate for you all, that means that the Russians are worried about being left out.
Exactly.
The world's changing, and they're not going to be part of it. So they've jumped back in here for their own interests. And let's be clear on this, Rick. The Russians have been alongside the North Koreans at every one of the nuclear tests They've been sitting there coaching them on a number of things. So we have to remember that the Russians are not our friends when it comes to the North Koreans. They're doing things out of their own interest. And they have been part of the reason, a large part of the reason, the North Koreans have been successful in developing their nuclear program and having the problems we see now. So it's one of those situations where I think I'm not surprised by this, but at the same time, we have to make it very clear that if we resolve this, then the Russians have to have a minimal role involving them. And I don't think the Chinese necessarily want them in there either. So I think this is all kind of window dressing and nice, and I think the Russians have to make a good show of it. But I just don't see much coming out of this at this point in time.
And that leads us to a quick conversation on the proposed or possible summit between Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump.
Right.
Does this sort of make that more attractive to the Russians and put us in a little better footing now that we've got a better relationship potentially with North Korea?
Well, I think so. I mean, this has been one of the issues that presidents faced all along, is the fact that there's clearly things that the two nations can do together and other things which are very much a live wire. We've recognized, and we've talked about it a number of times, Rick, the Syria issue, the Middle East issue. There's no doubt that there are joint areas of interest that we should work with the Russians on. You know, the radical Islamic issue is something we should definitely do. Yet there's other things that the Russians are challenging on. For example, Eastern Europe. Poland wants to pay us billions of dollars to maintain a military presence there. That's a huge issue. So there's going to be a lot to talk about. There's clearly a number of outstanding issues. So I think it's long overdue that they have a summit. But we have to remember, Rick, one of the reasons this has been so delayed, I think, is because of the whole Russia hoax issue. The very use of this Russia hoax to try to get the president impeached, I think, has interfered greatly with our ability to deal with the Russians and on the foreign policy level. So I'm hoping that now that we see that there's nothing there, that we can kind of continue on trying to work the global issues, that we'll see some positive action. But we need to deal with the Russians directly, and having a summit's a good idea.
Okay, and before we get off of that topic totally,
yeah.
You mentioned China a couple times this morning,
yeah.
And we are having a little trade dust-up, but Wilbur Ross will be back talking with their vice chairman over the weekend to try and tone down that little trade back and forth with the U.S. and China. Where would you say we stand overall with them? President Trump seems to feel that he has a really nice relationship with the Chinese president, but we have been going back and forth quite a bit with him on things.
Well, we have, and that's the thing. I mean, the one guidepost of the Trump foreign policy is let's do something different. And we have been doing stuff different with the Chinese. We've asked them to help us with North Korea. And other times we've basically said, look, we're not going to stand for the old way and the old scope of doing trade with you, or you guys just to get the ship of stuff and we get nothing out of it. So this is the big thing right now. Much like North Korea needs help, the Chinese, I think, have come to realize that in any big trade war, they would lose as much as anyone. As a matter of fact, they need our market. So in many instances, I think the president's made it very clear that you need our market more than we need you. We can always find some other place to go buy cheap stuff. It may take some time to reestablish, but we could do it. So I think that the president is correctly playing them to try to level the playing field. Same with the other tariffs that were announced the other day regarding Canada and Mexico. He's trying to level the trade playing field, and that's what this is all about.
And one note, too, that General Mattis warned of, quote, consequences if Beijing continues with intimidation and coercion. That was a speech that Mattis made on China in Singapore. So these guys play hardball.
No doubt. And look, I know Jim Mattis, I know General Dunford, those men do not mess around. They're very skilled at their trade. And yeah, look, we have made it very clear that China has continued trying to upend things in the South China Sea. Their aggression is not going to be accepted. The Vietnamese don't like it. The Philippines don't like it. Heck, the Indians don't like it. So we're not alone in this. We just have to leverage those around us who feel the same way as we do about the South China Sea.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, as always, thank you so much.
Hey, Rick, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. 7:55 now on Saturday Morning Update on WMAL.
Not all criminals carry a gun or a knife. Some simply need to pick up the phone or ring a doorbell. In times like these, senior citizens are often the targets of con artists, hawking shady investment deals and phony charities. Be wary of strangers in your neighborhood soliciting services or asking for money. Many cons come in the way of phony home repair services. These thieves offer major home repairs at bargain prices, but they end up taking your money and never finishing the work. Don't become a victim. Be skeptical of offers that are too good to be true. Never allow anyone to force you to sign something, and never give personal information to people you don't know. Get estimates and never pay in advance. If you suspect fraud, get the contractor's license plate number and call the police immediately. If something doesn't seem right, it's probably not. Protect yourself. Visit ncpc.org to learn more. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Potomac Petals and Plants wants to be your new florist and garden center this spring. For the best selection of the highest quality plants, colorful flowers, fertilizers, and more, shop at Potomac Petals and Plants on River Road, Washington's premier flower, garden, and gift store.
A successful retirement isn't defined by money. It's about confidence. Join Abe and Shelley Abish for the Retirement Key Saturday afternoon at 2 here on WMAL.
And visit retirementkeyradio.com.
Yeah, it's getting close to wrapping it up for the Saturday morning update. And again, the hashtag all caps as we get prepared for Game 3, Stanley Cup Finals tonight, Capital One Arena, 8 o'clock face-off. And a quick note, if you're just joining us this morning and you missed this somehow, Sting and Shaggy are appearing in a free concert before the game. It's something put together by National Hockey League and Hulu, and it will take place on the steps of the Smithsonian's National Portrait Gallery on G Street, and that's at 6 o'clock tonight. Sting, that's right, Sting and Shaggy. And some of the portions of the concert will be airing live during the game broadcast on NBCSN and also around the world. So pretty cool, though. Concert, it's rain or shine, and it is open to the public, and no ticket is required to attend the performance. Now, if you are headed downtown either for the game or for the concert, I would suggest you look at public transportation, because parking is going to be a mess. There are a number of street closures surrounding the Capital One Arena. You know, kind of one big tailgate party before the Stanley Cup game tonight. So if you're headed downtown, public transportation for sure, because traffic will be a mess.
Wherever you call home, the sounds of wildlife connect you with the greater family of life. I'm Ed Begley, Jr., and when you see habitat being destroyed, you know that wild animals are losing their homes, the greatest threat to their survival. The Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust offers a humane solution, helping private landowners to protect habitat as permanent safe havens for wildlife. Your voice can speak for wildlife and their homes. Visit the Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust at wildlifelandtrust.org.
They came from every corner of the country, from small towns and big cities. But they all shared one thing in common. They belonged to a family called Marines. A tough and determined few, dedicated to protecting everything we hold sacred. And still, they come. Celebrate the history of those proud few who have earned the title Marine.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
In today's tough economy, goodwill of Greater Washington's mission is more critical than it's been in 80 years, and they need your help. When you donate your clothing, household items, computers, or vehicles to Goodwill, your contributions provide job training and employment services to people with disadvantages and disabilities right here in our nation's capital. And Goodwill makes the process easy and convenient. Just stop by any Goodwill-attended donation site or visit dcgoodwill.org for a location near you. That's dcgoodwill.org. Please, donate to Goodwill today.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk.